This call is being recorded.
Good morning, good morning.
Well, I've been sitting here all day. I've been sitting in this waiting room. And I've been waiting on my friends. Yes, I'm waiting on this conference call.
Good morning, good morning. This is Diane's Truth Tuesday. And welcome to Prescriptions, Side Effects, Contraindications, Interactions, and Long-Term Effects on the Body. So I decided to do this podcast because I used to take a lot of prescription medications and the side effects started to multiply and one prescription required another prescription to deal with all the symptoms. So I wanted to go over some of the common ones that I used to use, the side effects, and you let you know that there are interactions between medications and sometimes they make your symptoms worse where you need another medication to counteract those side effects. And actually this happened to my mom recently when she had surgery. She was taking an anti-anxiety for a long time to help her with her anxiety. And then they incorporated a painkiller hydromorphone for her surgery. And those two were interacting and her doctors did not tell her this. She actually figured it out on her own. We figured it out together. She did some research and I did some research. And we realized that it was the interaction between those two that was actually causing her to have tachycardia. She was having like panic attacks and severe anxiety. And it was at the time that she was taking both of these medications. So you have to be really careful with medications. Watch for the side effects. And if it's not working for you, advocate for yourself and stop the medication. There's no reason that you have to be on prescriptions. There are natural alternatives to help you with your symptoms. There's essential oils, there's natural products that can help heal the body and actually heal whatever's causing that symptom or issue. Whereas prescriptions just cover up the symptoms and give you new symptoms. Natural alternatives actually help get to the root cause of the problem. So let's get to one of the medications that I used to take a lot. I used to take Lyrica because I had chronic numbness and nerve pain down the right side of my body. My entire right side of arm and leg were numb and I had constant pain level at a 8 out of 10. So I had done nerve blocks, injections in my C-spine, in my lumbar spine. And eventually I ended up at a pain doctor who prescribed Lyrica. Lyrica is a medication for nerve pain. They use it a lot with fibromyalgia. And here are some of the side effects for Lyrica. So here's what it says. It's actually an anticonvulsant. It helps with neuropathic nerve pain. So neuropathy, which is something that diabetics actually go through. I was not diabetic, but I did have that neuropathy on the right side of my body from pinched nerves on my lumbar spine and in my cervical spine. And it says here that it is used for fibromyalgia. So fibromyalgia is actually a condition that's diagnosed very commonly now when they can't figure out exactly what's causing the symptoms. So these patients usually have chronic fatigue, which is what I had, and chronic pain, widespread in many parts of the body. And the side effects for Lyrica are dizziness, drowsiness, loss of balance of coordination, dry mouth, constipation, edema, tremors, blurred vision, weight gain, and problems with memory and concentration. Now you're talking about someone that has already been pretty clumsy and had coordination issues since childhood. I was always banging into things, always had bruises all over, always falling. And this was common for me. So now you're giving me medication that's making that worse. I also had problems with memory and concentration since childhood. Problems with focusing my attention on tasks and being able to concentrate without having this brain fog covering me. And I basically had brain fog my whole life. So now you're adding another medication that's causing more brain fog, edema, swelling. I already have swelling. I already have swelling on the right side of my body. I tend to, now that I've healed, I've realized that the swelling is concentrated on that right side where I have the chronic pain and inflammation. And I actually have the tissues get swollen and edemas because they get trapped fluids in there. And through the healing process, I've been able to eliminate those fluids. And by stretching every day and doing exercises, those fluids are able to drain through the lymphatic system and thus reducing the pain, because I'm getting to the root cause of the problem, fighting the inflammation and not using these prescription medications. So that's Lyrica. Those are a lot of the side effects, which were making my own personal problems a lot worse. Here's another one that I was on for a very long time. I've suffered from reflux since I was a child. I was on Nexium and Reglan combined. If you know about Reglan, Reglan has a lot of side effects, and it's actually been taken off the market because of, not completely taken off the market, but they try to use it a lot less because of all the side effects that were happening to children. They used to give it to them from birth for preemies that were having problems digesting their foods. So here's Nexium, can cause seizures, dizziness, abnormal or fast heartbeat, jitteriness, jerking movements, muscle weakness, spasms of the hands and the feet, cramps of the muscles or muscle aches, and spasms of the voice box. There's also diarrhea, nausea, gas, abdominal pain, constipation, dry mouth, drowsiness. Okay, now let's look at this for me. I already had constipation. I already had chronic muscle pain. I've had that since I was a kid. I already had alternating bits of abdominal pain, drowsiness because I was always tired, and headaches. So all of these side effects that were happening with the medication, I already had them before. And now you're talking about making all those symptoms worse because you're taking a prescription that's creating even more side effects in your body. Now let's move on to Reglan. Reglan, again, more side effects here. Decreased energy, tiredness, diarrhea, dizziness. I suffered from dizziness all the time. I get seasick, I get carsick, I get vertigo, and now you're adding a medication that makes it even worse. Headache again, nausea, vomiting, restlessness, malaise, sleep trouble, insomnia, changes in the menstrual cycle, muscle stiffness, depression, agitation, difficulty breathing. Okay, all of these things were just multiplying in my body, and symptoms were getting worse and worse. Prescriptions were increasing, and problems were just multiplying in my body. So there's something to think about. You really want to look at your medications, the side effects, and advocate for yourself. The best thing you can do for yourself is try and find natural alternatives to actually heal the body as opposed to cover up the symptoms. I used to take these medications all the time, and I truly felt awful. Finally, when I was able to remove these medications from my body, eat healthy, incorporate nutrigenomics, my body was able to heal on its own and do what it's supposed to do. And I didn't need these medications to cover them up. So there are alternatives to prescription medications. You can change your diet. You can incorporate essential oils. There's essential oils that help with digestion. There's essential oils that help with psoriasis. Increasing your probiotics will help with your immune system. It helps with skin problems. It helps your digestive tract. Digestion, bloating, any kind of digestive issues, heartburn. Biohacking is actually when you incorporate foods and nutrients to tap into your body's genetic profile and enhance those good genes. So yeah, can actually turn on your good genes by eating properly and getting in the right nutrients using nutrigenomics, which is something that I started to incorporate a year ago. And nutrigenomics was not one of my vocabulary. I did not know what it was until I started my healing process and started going to a homeopathic doctor who actually gave me infusions of glutathione. So I was getting infusions of glutathione weekly. I would get vitamin C infusions and high vitamin infusions on a weekly basis. This is something that's highly expensive. I can tell you it was not something that I could sustain for longer than the 6 month period. It cost me $10,000 to get through those infusions and those treatments. It did get me to a point where I was able to continue the healing process on my own. But to sustain life that way was not feasible. So if you want to learn more about natural ways to enhance your body's own immune system, reduce these symptoms and inflammation in your body, then give me a call and we can set up a free consultation. And I would love to share what I know with you. I hope that you find some healing, can reduce those symptoms and not require so many prescriptions that can cause more side effects to you and your children. Have a wonderful day. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Next week, I will be having another podcast on Truth Tuesday. If there's any topic that you want me to talk about, let me know. If not, I will come up with my own topic and I will share my notes with you. Have a fabulous Tuesday. July is coming soon. Get ready for the 4th of July. Have a great day.